You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Isola, Blackstone, Gutierrez, Sedano. Week one has overreaction Monday. Week two, supposed to have bounced back Monday, but it was comeback Sunday. Tua, Flacco, and Kalamad. Who did it best? Let's go. If it's the best appetizer of all time, why not have it last?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to that comes last? Sticks.
The best dessert of all time. Tiramisu.
But we start with Miami and Tua Tagovailoa. Statistically, one of the greatest games ever quarterbacked. And listen, Tua and Miami have come up quite a bit this past offseason and preseason. I mean, when every conversation has to be at how pretty the ball is, how accurate the ball is, or even this week, Tua talking about not being able to see receivers. You know, it's all right to at least have your eyebrows raised. This was the dream. This team, this franchise, Mike McDaniel hatched beautiful, gorgeous rainbows to wide open cheetahs and penguins. The comeback from 35-14 in the fourth, Tua throwing for 469 and 6. Israel, this is your account. Is this the moment where Tua announced his superstardom and the Dolphins, their contendership? What did we just witness?
Well, to be honest, for 7 of 8 quarters up until that fourth quarter, they had been pretty underwhelming, at least the offense had. Yeah, in the first game, they got the ball to Tyreek Hill a lot, but didn't really do anything really explosive against Bill Belichick and the Patriots. In this fourth quarter, it was everything that you wanted to see when Tua had the tools, right? Obviously, the great wide receivers and the play calling of Mike McDaniels, being able to get those guys in space. They're already the top two receivers with yards after catch in the league. And great play calling as well. If you look at that 2nd and 1 in that last drive there, running the ball with Chase Edmonds there to get him about 30 yards and get him in position for the touchdown. Everything that they didn't have last year, including good offensive line play, you started to see it come together, and you started to see it in one explosion in that fourth quarter. And so you combine all those things. We already knew that they had the talent to do it. It was just a matter of will Tua be able to find those guys. And it's pretty easy, it seems like, because after when that fourth quarter began and they needed to make up 21 points, they seemed to do it pretty quickly. Yeah, the last one, Tyreek Hill, the second to last one was a busted coverage, but you're going to have those problems when you've got to defend Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill all game long. So it was a glimpse of what this offense could be. The defense needs some work. Offense could be. I don't know if we're going to full contendership just yet.
Oh, so some pause from the panelists from Southern Florida. Another panelist born and raised in Miami, George Sedano. Did we just see the Tua moment?
I don't know if we just saw the Tua moment, Tony. I mean, he had a great individual performance. I don't know if that elevates him to superstar status either. I'm not ready to go there. But I will say that perhaps we will see the cheetah and the penguin coming to Disney Plus very soon. Who knows? That could be some episodes coming down the pike via your streaming service. But what the Dolphins did was magnificent, and let's not take that away. They scored 28 points in the fourth quarter, Tony. We hadn't seen a team do that since the Eagles did it to the Lions back in 2013. The other part of the equation that's fantastic when you think about what the Dolphins were able to accomplish was that they were the first team in 711 games to come back down 21 points in the fourth quarter. So give Tua credit. Give Mike McDaniel specifically a ton of credit. This reminds me a lot of what I saw with Sean McVay and Jared Goff when Sean McVay first arrived in Los Angeles, when Jeff Fisher was the original coach of the Rams in L.A., and Goff did not look like a first overall pick. He looked more like a bust.
Okay.
Then McVay was able to take him to the
That's
Super Bowl.
That's interesting.
We'll see if McDaniel
That's a team that became a
that.
Contender. So you're beginning to think it's a possibility here with the tools in place. Frank Isola, I know you love pouring cold water on Southern Florida. Please, go ahead.
I love that stat. First team in 711 games to be trailing by 21 or more points in the fourth and win. And George thinks it's a big deal when he wins around the horn once ever out of every 10 appearances. Guys, this is the way it works.
It's a great stat. I should get some more points.
Why? Why are the guys from South Florida cynical about this? You have a coach, a rookie head coach, who his first two games, it's the Bill Belichick Patriots, and you have the John Harbaugh Baltimore Ravens, and you win. And the Ravens, folks, they're known for defense. Apparently, Ray Lewis and Ed Reed are not walking through that door. Tua was 13 of 17, 199 yards in the fourth quarter alone. And can anybody guard Tyreek Hill? How does he ever get behind you? Don't you always have to have coverage from your free safety? That game-tying touchdown was brutal for Baltimore, but great playing by Tua in this
game. And Kevin Blackstone.
Well, this should be a reminder that what Tua was when he first came on the scene. Remember, this guy was the number one quarterback recruit in the country. He goes to Alabama, unseats a championship quarterback, and leads Alabama to another championship. One of the things that slowed him down when he got in the NFL was he was hurt. He had to come back from being banged up. And now that he's surrounded with guys like Tyreek Hill and Waddle on the other side, I mean, he's got the weapons. He's got an opportunity, and he's healthy. And let's not forget, somebody mentioned Sean McVay. People had whispered that Mike McDaniel is the Sean McVay. So now you saw him put that together with this quarterback and this talented crew of wide receivers, and this is what
you find. So the two guys who aren't from Miami are higher on the Dolphins. Sedano, back in.
I was just going to say, I love how Frank is basically getting points to being just because he's being nice to Miami for once in his entire life on the show.
Gutierrez, you have a last word here, too?
I mean, we've seen enough to not get too crazy about one explosive quarter here. Yes, it's impressive, but come on now. We've had too many years of mediocrity.
It's a road win against Baltimore.
We move on. Calamari. I said this before. Again, it's the best appetizer, but what if you save it for last? Then you have Kyler Murray. I mean, to come back down 20 squadouche, and it was the two-point conversions, right? I mean, he ran 85.6 yards on that one. The next one needed the perfect throw. He was able to deliver that. And then in overtime, the return six. George, seeing Murray like that, do you see that as real or really lucky?
A little bit of both, Tony. Lucky in the regards to the fact that they won on a defensive touchdown, a scoop and score, which hasn't happened, a defensive touchdown to win a game since 2019 when Jameis threw a pick six against the Atlanta Falcons when he was with the Bucks. But what I would add to this is that Kyler Murray is good on the road. He's got more road wins than he does home wins in his career, Tony. So that goes to show you that he's not fazed by being on the road. And in the Cliff Kingsbury era, they're 12-7 straight up on the road, 14-4-1 against the spread if you keep tabs on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Frank Isola.
And he got a huge contract during the offseason. He played like a superstar. He ran 85 yards on that two-point conversion. Think about that. You should not be able to do it at this level. It's one thing. We always had a friend when we were growing up that you can never tackle once the field opened up. This is professional. This is against the Raiders. And he did it twice. He's just dropping back. He waits for the field to open up, and then he runs.
But to
and
answer
remember,
the question,
because
Frank,
of baseball,
is that more lucky or is that more good?
No way. Come on. Go back to last season, the way that he played the first seven games. He needs to get back to being that player, and I think he was in the second half last
yesterday. Kevin Blackstone.
No, he's good, and he put all of his talents on display right there in that comeback. Helped out, by the way, we've got to say, by the Cardinals' defense, which absolutely put the clamps on in the second half, allowing only 48 yards and then had that takeaway in the OT. But once he got going, there's no stopping him. You know, we talked about the whole watching, studying tape thing in the offseason. You know, forget about all that. This guy was an extremely efficient passer when he was in college. He's gotten better and better when he's been in the pros. But what makes him special, and we all know it, is his ability to use his feet and to see all over the field and to finally make a play like he did right there. He looked like Fran Tarkenton, like two times Fran Tarkenton in the 2000s. This is great.
Mm-hmm. And Israel, those plays, to play out like they did, the scramble 85 yards, the two-point conversion, what do you view it, and this comeback in general, do you view it more as lucky or good?
It's both. I know you hate that answer. You're that good, right? The ending was probably a bit lucky. He is that good, right? But he can't sustain that, like, for the course of a season. You can't say, hey, we have to go Kyler Murray magic every single time to win a game. Because, yeah, it sounds impressive when you run 85 yards to scramble for a two-point conversion. But it also sounds crazy that you had to scramble 85 yards for a two-point conversion. And so maybe by the end of the year, he's a little bit tired. And maybe that's why he can't do these types of things all year long.
The Raiders to be 0-2, to allow I mean, 85 run to allow 85 yards of running to the quarterback on a 2-point conversion. I mean, you didn't put three guys as a shadow on him. One more incredible comeback in week two. And here it is. Nick Chubb, 3 touchdowns. His fantasy owners are just elated. But maybe the Browns want that third one back. If he goes down right at the marker, it's past the 2-minute warning, right? Or is that it? After, it's a ball game. Jets have no timeouts left. But scoring and going up 30-17 gave the Jets the receipt. And then Joe Flacco magic, an onside kick later. 2 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes on the road for New York in the face of Brownie the Elf. Frank, blaming the Browns or praising the Jets?
I think what you're getting to, Tony, is they have to learn how to kill the game. And I understand the instincts of Nick Chubb. You see an opening, you want to score. The heck with it. What are the odds of them coming back? I think the stat was teams were, 2,229 had lost every time they had a trail by 13 in the final 2 minutes of a game. I get all that. But you're right, Tony. He has to go down right there. No timeouts for the Jets. And Kevin Stefanski admitted that. And Nick Chubb did not speak with reporters after the game. So clearly there was an issue there. That is an awful loss. That ranks right up there with what the Ravens did and what the Raiders did.
Kevin Blackstone.
It shouldn't even come down to Nick Chubb in that particular play. They had opportunity to take a knee and take more time off of the clock and just kill the game right there. You don't even have to do that play. So I don't put it all on Chubb. I mean, he shouldn't have to hide. It's the entire coaching staff, the offensive coaching staff, that messed that up.
Israel Gutierrez?
I think it's on Kevin Stefanski there because he even said after the game, hey, yeah, we've done that before. We should have done that there. And here's where you know that he felt guilty and he knew he was wrong because he said afterward, oh, but we still should have closed out that game after. Well, it would have been done. It would have been absolutely done if you communicated with your player. So I do believe it's 100% on him right there. Anything that happened after that, I mean, it's football. But I think Bill Belichick wouldn't allow that to happen. He would have known the clock situation. You got to end that game.
Or Sedano.
Right. Tony, I'm going to give credit to the Jets here. It's been nearly 21 years as a team won, trailing by 13 or more with 2 minutes to go. Give them some credit. Joe Flacco may not be a starting quarterback anymore, but he is a good backup quarterback in this league. The Jets snap a 13-game losing streak in September. Robert Saleh gets to shove it in everyone's face this week.
So make a call. What was the best comeback of the weekend? Was it the Jets? Was it what we saw with Arizona? Or was it what Miami did? Frank Isola?
Gotta be Miami.
Oh, yes. I heard the Jets in there. Somebody had the Jets. It's amazing. I mean, it's an amazing weekend. We'll never see another one like that. Until next week. Buy or sell next. That's what we say with the NFL. Every week it's something different.
Maybe George will make a comeback.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
The San Francisco 49ers and the return of Jimmy Garoppolo. Insurance is always expensive till you need it. Trey Lance's broken ankle, just brutal for Lance. But for this team to be able to plug in Garoppolo, get the love from the SF fans, get the love from his teammates, and get the W, George. Your reaction to the Lance injury and whether the Niners can just pick up and roll with Garoppolo.
Obviously, I feel terrible for Trey Lance, Tony, but this could be a blessing in disguise for him for his career, where he could just kind of sit back and take an opportunity to kind of watch how the team develops. They plugged him in a situation that wasn't fair to him. He wasn't ready to lead them to a Super Bowl, despite the fact they have a Super Bowl roster. Garoppolo clearly is capable of that in this situation.
Israel Gutierrez.
Yeah, it was good fortune that they couldn't find a trade suitor for him. But in this situation, yeah, they are a team that is contending based on that roster. And you plug him in, it's not like they lose a lot. I think the idea with Trey Lance is, hey, he's got the really high ceiling. But with Garoppolo, you eliminate the mistakes. You can still accomplish anything, Super Bowl included. So terrible for Trey Lance, a delay in his career, basically.
Kevin Blackstone.
Wow, what a luxury to have two starting quarterbacks and a guy you can lean on, a guy who you only couldn't get rid of because his contract was so big, but stayed with you because he agreed to restructuring his deal. So good for him, fortunate for the 49ers, wish the best for Trey.
And Frank Isola.
And remember, Kevin, there was talk during the offseason about him potentially going to Seattle, the team that he played against yesterday. Yeah. Trey Lance hopefully has a great career and comes back, but at this minute and going into even last week, Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback at this moment. And now I think San Francisco, it's unfortunate the way it came down. They're better off having him starting behind center.
There are four 2-0 teams in the league. Miami, Kansas City, Tampa, and the New York Giants.
Yeah.
There are four 0-2 teams in the league. The Falcons, the Panthers, the Raiders, and the Cincinnati Bengals. They lost again because Joe Burrow is under threat of sack about every time he passes. They lost because of the rush. They lost to Cooper Rush. Nobody on last week's panel was remotely worried about the team that made the Super Bowl last year. Israel, how about now? What's for real with this team? What's for really bad with the 0-2 Bengals?
Well, what's for real is definitely the lack of offensive line play. That's six sacks that the Dallas Cowboys did in this game. And there was a segment of the game where you could hear Joe Burrow yelling to his sideline, no empty sets to Zach Taylor, because they weren't giving him much protection. And so, yeah, I think that's something that's definitely a problem.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, it was the one thing they were supposed to have fixed in the offseason. Last year, he was the most sacked quarterback. This season already, he's the most sacked quarterback. He's got more INTs than TDs. That is an offense in shambles right now, and they better hurry up and figure out a way to fix it.
Are you hitting the panic button, Kevin Blackstone?
I would, yeah, because your quarterback, who is the center of your team, is getting beat
Frank
up.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, their win column right now is an empty set. I hated the way that they played last week in Pittsburgh. They should have won that game. But when you finally get the ball back after tying it up, you go three and out on third down. We love Joe Burrow. You cannot throw the third down pass short of the first down marker, especially with Diggs as a defender, one of the top players in the league. And then you allow Dallas to march right down the field and kick. Great win for Dallas.
But the Cowboys defense was celebrating that because that's the best tackle they said they've ever seen Diggs make like that. Losses to Mitchell Trubisky and Cooper Rush. Are you hitting the panic button, George Sedano?
Absolutely, Tony. They are no longer the hunter. They are the hunted. They were a 10-win team last year. They got really hot at the end of the season. 13 sacks in two games. That's tied for the most in NFL history through two games. David Carr, unfortunately, is on that list. Chad Henne, a couple of guys. You don't want to be on a sacks list with David Carr, as much as I loved David Carr coming out of college. And Joe Burrow is, listen, he's not going to survive this if they continue
Does
this.
Does anybody know the record of teams that start 0-2 the last three seasons, of chances of getting to the playoffs?
0-7.
0-27.
Yes. Well, this would have been information that would have been brought up sooner. It might be good, right? All right, guys, let's go around that horn. Now the Aces, a perfect championship. The team with the MVP and the Coach of the Year and the Defensive Player of the Year and the All-Star MVP gets their title. Chelsea Gray finishing off a perfect run. Asia Wilson, this is a stallion celebration, putting together one of the great starts to a career, maybe ever. And Becky Hammond, the revolution in her first year as head coach. Kevin Blackstone, what did the Aces just do?
They accomplished first, all the way around. Becky Hammond, after a great WNBA career, never won a title. Now she's got a title. The Aces, obviously, first time they've ever won the title. And the city of Las Vegas now in the professional ranks of with teams with championships. So good for
them. Frank Isola.
The Aces owner Mark Davis gave Becky Hammond a record contract. She was terrific. Her team was a better team. And down the stretch with Connecticut, with their season on the line, just didn't execute well. The Aces were just the tighter team, the better team. They executed much better at the stretch.
George Sedano.
Tony, they were a dominant team throughout the entire season and the postseason as well. Look at the way they went through this. They have the best player in the sport in Asia Wilson, the most clutch player in Chelsea Gray, and I'm not even talking yet about Plum and Williams with that particular group. Becky Hammon could end up becoming a Greg Popovich-style coach in the WNBA. I think they can have a dynastic run in them. Pop has a great tree. Now he's got another branch to it.
Gutierrez.
Best stat I saw was Chelsea Gray, true shooting percent at 72.7%, okay, which is ridiculous. The league average 54%, 12.3% of those baskets were assisted. That is ridiculous shot making, and usually against tough defense. She was amazing, deserved that MVP.
Jordano, Israel Gutierrez, Miami, not getting the comeback they wanted. Maybe you guys should have been higher on the team of your youth. Blackstone, Isola, showdown, 2 minutes.
Those cynical South Florida guys got what they deserved.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A team not among the 0-2s, but maybe feeling as bad. The Indianapolis Colts, shut out in Jacksonville. Kevin, are the Colts and the Matt Ryan experiment done 2 weeks into the season?
Well, you would think that from the looks of things, but I would say no. I mean, Nick Foles is his backup. And the other thing is their coach, Frank Reich, you're talking about comebacks. He is Mr. Comeback himself. So give him a chance to put that offense back together.
Isola.
Little University of Maryland note right there.
Absolutely.
The problem is when you have a great quarterback like Andrew Luck leave, a franchise quarterback, and you're trying so hard to replace him, it doesn't look like Matt Ryan is the guy. It's at the tail end of his career. Think about the two games that they've played. They do not look good.
Anybody know the record of teams that don't have a win in the first 2 weeks? Their chances of making the playoffs the last three seasons? Anybody? Zero. Again, something that could have been brought up in this argument. What are you guys doing today? We'll move on. Brady versus Tablet, Lattimore versus Evans, both ejected. Evans versus the camera. He also could be seen mouthing to the ref. It's Tom Brady. What do you want me to do? And now the league making a ruling today. Evans suspended one game. Lattimore fined. Evans will suspend it, will appeal the suspension. Frank, does the punishment fit the crime?
Oh, it absolutely does. And I think you know all you need to know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how they feel about Brady defending him. But Mike Evans running off the bench like that, you're not looking at him. You're getting him from the side. That was cheap. Cheap shot by him.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the worst part of it. So he's getting what he deserved. You know what? With all these athletes in football and in basketball getting in the boxing ring, I would pay to see Evans and Lattimore, I think. These guys,
got real beef. They absolutely
do. They pay you to put it on.
Kevin Blackstone, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Hey, I just want us to be able to do one thing with Becky Hammon, and that is appreciate her for the great coach that she is. Look what she did with the Aces this year. Amazing what she did with Gray. Never a 20-point-per-game scorer in this league, but right now she is. 26 wins during the regular season. We just saw what they did for the city of Las Vegas and for themselves and for herself. But let's not denigrate the WNBA by saying now she's got to go to the NBA. That should not be seen as a step down and the NBA is a step up. She's a great coach.
Whoa, my journey is not by mistake. For me, it's not about proving other people wrong, about proving myself right.